What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do want to mention, for those of you who love the show, today's the 20th anniversary of Entourage beginning on HBO. And
another indicator I'm really old now.
Well, you cannot say that in front of moi, okay?
Fair. First, we had the Verducci files. Mm-hmm. Then, the Costa Report.
Mm-hmm.
And now today, in what is seemingly a trilogy of reports this week about Tarek Skubal, John Paul Morosi was a guest of Doug Karsh today.
The Pope!
A Harvard-educated man. Can't say he doesn't know anything about baseball. Man went to Harvard.
He could speak it in about five languages, too.
Not sure I needed that, but okay. So, yesterday we told you about the Costa report, that the scuttlebutt at the All-Star game from a first-hand source was that Orioles are all in on Skubal, that Jackson Holliday would be a part of the package. And again, that doesn't speak to whether Scott Harris or the Detroit Tigers will do it. But we started talking about, okay, if Holliday has entered the chat, here's what I'd ask for. It'd be Holliday, Mayo, Beavers. Their best prospect, their third prospect, and their ninth prospect. Shortstop, third, and outfield. So Doug had John Paul Morosi on. Now, Kenny, I want you to intro each of the clips because I did not listen to each one in what he's referring to. Set the listener up for success.
Well, yesterday we talked about Scott Harris needs to listen to these trade offers. He can't just be dormant. Well, Morosi agreed. Here's what he had to say.
I think, Doug, that they are going to come up with compelling offers. I believe that, whether it's actually been submitted now or if it's going to get a little bit closer to the deadline. It's not clear to me. But I do believe they're going to try. And I think that Scott Harris is in a position where he'll have to listen.
That's one. So again, for the people who say you don't listen, why? Clip number two, Kenny.
Clip number two, we're talking about the Baltimore prospects and what that package might look like. Here's what he had to say.
I would say it's more of a grouping, like two of the four. I would think that for the Tigers to be really compelled to move Skubal to Baltimore, it would have to be two of the four, or two of the five, if you will, of Holliday, Colton Cowser, Mayo, Basayo, that kind of a conversation that you'd have to get two from that group.
Which yesterday I said to you, Holliday, Mayo, Beavers. He's not in that group, but he is going to be major league ready by next year, outfielder. So again, we're trending well here. Kenny, clip number three.
This one is relating to the Juan Soto trade gets brought up a lot, and it got comped to what this might look like.
I think, Doug, that they are going to come up with compelling offers. I believe that, and whether it's actually been submitted now or if it's going to get a little bit closer to the deadline, it's not clear to me. But I do believe they're going to try, and I think that Scott Harris is in a position where he'll have to listen.
That's a repeat of the first one, Kenny. I'm pretty sure you hit the wrong button there.
Nope, the system messed up. We only have two.
Okay, why don't we work on getting the third in? Here's how I want to frame it.
So nice, we'll play it twice.
Yeah, no, and that's, listen, it happens.
Yes.
To defend Kenny, sometimes the system gets a little wonky. We've had some issues this week. We'll get the third quote. Here's the point. This is the crux of the topic. I comped the Soto thing for about the last month, and I just said, look, he got four of the Padres' top nine prospects. And the Nats ended up with C.J. Abrams, who's an all-star. James Wood, who is a Aaron Judge clone. And,
right.
And there's hopes he's going to be a 40 home run hitter.
We're not going to get four because Soto's an everyday player.
But what did I say to you yesterday?
Two.
I'm going to need three.
Three.
Three of your top nine. I didn't accidentally throw the package out there. So here's my question. If you are given a Soto-type offer for Skubal, don't you have to take it?
Yes.
Now, I know you. I'm talking to our listener base. Okay. I want all the people, Mike, who've been afraid or have mocked it or have said you can't get much for it or I don't want to do it or I just want my daiquiri in peace. Now we're arriving at a place where intelligent baseball people are kind of pointing you in a direction here. So here's what I'm telling you. It would be a Soto-esque offer. And the only name that has to be in there to start with is Jackson Holliday. Anything after that, it's up to Scott Harris and his baseball people. Now, would I want Holliday and Mayo? Yes. Why? I want a 6'5", 220-pound third baseman who could hit 35 bombs and who could play right now, who's murdering the minors. But my point to you is, it's Jackson Holliday plus plus. Don't you have to do it?
Yes. 248-539-9797. Now, let me ask you this. Suppose it's Holliday and Mayo, or Holliday and Meavers, but it's Holliday, but it's only two, not three. You still making that deal?
No, I need three.
Okay.
I mean, again, if it's okay. Holliday and Mayo, the third prospect doesn't matter as much. I use Beavers as okay. Look, I want a Godfather offer for Scooble, period. I don't want market value. I want my value. Baltimore, I'm trading you a World Series. Listen, Baltimore has lost how many arms this year? I mean, John Means, Bradish blew out, and they don't have Burnside next year. So they're in a World Series window. If I am going to trade you a Cy Young caliber lefty who's got 2 years of team control, you are going to bleed out of every orifice. You're going to give me three of your top nine prospects, including two of your top four. And if that is not the case, I'm not trading Scooble. I am making the Orioles say no. But what Morosi is saying and what the Costa report said and what Verducci said, it's all lining up to this point where it is Scott Harris will be given a very compelling offer on Scooble.
Yeah, and even some people who were against it in the past few weeks or months, if you put Holliday in there, they admit that...
Holliday is the only entry to a conversation. There is no deal without him. I mean, even if they came to the table and offered you Basayo or Basalo, however you say the catcher prospect's name, if there's no Holliday, I don't care. Holliday, it's because positionally and from an organizational standpoint, we do not have a shortstop now. We do not have one next year. We don't have one the year after that. You're empty. And I'm not signing the dead body of Tim Anderson or a Med Rosario. No.
Tim Anderson.
I mean, he's dead.
I know.
Bernie Lomax. I want, if Jackson Holliday's in this deal and it is a Soto-esque package, like Morosi intimated, I'm doing the deal. That's not me demanding. That's not me yelling and screaming. And it's not about, well, I don't want to. No, none of us want to trade Scooble. Mm-hmm. I wish the team were good enough we didn't have to do it. But the reality is you could supercharge this rebuild. Think about your infield next year being Mayo at third, Holliday at short, Young at second, Keith at first. And Dylan Beavers at some point next year joins the big club. God forbid you sign one bat and one arm. Maybe you bring Flaherty back. Here's my rotation. Flaherty, Olson, Jobe, Mize, and Stoney's mom. You're winning 90 games.
As long as she promises me Willie Mays.
Right.
May he rest in
I'll
peace.
I'll put you on the phone with Millie, with Ty Cobb. I just would like to know where you're at with this.
By the way, Mike, remember yesterday I referenced our Baltimore affiliate inside our 105.7, the Fan in
sure.
Baltimore? Here's their show sheet. It says, will Elias swing for the fences to the deadline? Would he consider Holliday for Scooble? How much does winning the AL East really matter? 2-6. And they tweet out their actual show sheet.
Okay.
2:00. Will Elias take a swing at the trade deadline at Scooble?
That's it?
Yeah.
Listen, this has been why I've been so steadfast that the Scooble thing's an option. I don't know why it turned into a holy war. Scooble has been and is now the most valuable trade chip at the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that approaches his value. You own the market. The Yankees are desperate. You could bury the Yankees. The Orioles are the most desperate. Why? I think legitimately they're the only team that is one pitcher away. The only team.
And if you want to go back historically, they haven't won since 93. The Angelos ownership regime was a complete disgrace after a while. And they have a new owner who wants to show, hey, you know what? Right. I want to win a World Series.
Well, think about this. If you acquire Skubal from a Baltimore perspective, him and Grayson Rodriguez are under team control, and they're there. They're done. It's easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It makes signing Corbin Burns that much easier. If they enter a playoff series with Burns, Grayson, and Skubal, they can win any series against any team.
Right.
If they don't, and it's just Burns and just Grayson, and then it's like Pete Kramer, like that's what they're staring at. So ask yourself, if you were in Baltimore's shoes, would you care about Jackson Holliday and Coby Mayo? Would you really care? They don't fix your problems. And there's no one else on the market worth these prospects. If Jackson Holliday's in this deal, and it is a Soto-esque deal, which is what I comped yesterday. I said first, third, and ninth. I'm doing the deal. It's going to suck, but I'm doing it. I want to know if you guys have arrived at that point. Because I heard Rieger talk about this. They did a really nice job last night after we got off the air. And he goes, I'm getting to a point where if they don't do the deal, I'm going to be disappointed.
You can't be that way yet.
No, not yet. But if I hear a report that they turned down Jackson Holliday and Coby Mayo, I'm going to be bummed.
Yeah.
I think I have that right.
Yes, you do.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that, my friends, is Scott Harris's job. See, what I don't like, and I don't know how you feel, Stoney, I don't know what it is in this town. People want to make excuses for GMs, let them off the hook, accept less. We'll take that. No, if you're a shark, if you're a Dave Dombrowski, if you are a shark, you get that deal. You get a deal like we talked about yesterday that you got to bring to your inner circle.
Right.
And you have a really hard meeting at about 2 a.m. and everybody looks around the room and goes, are we doing this? But what you don't get to do, like if you want to get that deal done, it's generally going to require getting other teams involved. It's playing the game. Stoney, you've covered sports now for a hell of a long time.
Yes.
You know that's exactly how this works.
Mm-hmm.
You play the Yankees off the Orioles or the Orioles off the Dodgers or you play them all against each other. It's liar's poker. And Scott Harris's job to you, the fan, is to procure that offer. The Orioles are ripe for the picking. Now, this is the part where it's an opinion. This is my opinion. I can't prove it. You don't have to agree with it. The Orioles are going to have a hard time saying no if they know Skubal's really available. Meaning, how do you go to your owner and say, I didn't get us Tarek Skubal with 2 years of team control, which is three postseasons. I didn't get Tarek Skubal for pennies on the dollar because I didn't want to part way with a 20-year-old kid. Because I didn't want to part way with a kid who's not even in the majors right now. Because I didn't want to part way with these three guys. How do those three guys help you the next 3 years versus we have no pitching, half our staff is dead, we have the Yankees over a barrel. We can win a World Series right now in Baltimore. How do you explain that to ownership?
And isn't Burns a free agent after
yes.
this year? So you might really have nothing.
This is insurance on it.
Right.
You see where I, you yeah, see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. This is where Scott Harris has to earn his money. You're absolutely
correct. Do your
correct.
Job. Play the game.
And look, you play the game, and if you still don't like what you're going to be offered, fine. That's okay.
Go to Jake, 97.1. Jake, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
So if I was Scott Harris, this is simply what I'd do. I'd pick up the phone. I'd say, we need Jackson Holliday. We need Basalo. We need Heston Kerstead. And we need Beavers as well. And you can start there. And if they say no, then you just say, have fun being a first-round exit in the playoffs again.
Sure.
And you hang up the phone.
Yep.
Jake, it's as simple as that.
Yeah, and again, Jake, you and I only differ in slight regard. Is I would take Mayo instead of Basalo. I want a third baseman because Young can't play the position. And the Beavers thing, we're in agreement. Kierstead, that's not a requirement for me. But I get where you're coming from, and you're designing the exact type of package. I want to read a report that the Orioles were the one to say no, not the Tigers.
And if you go through this whole scenario, you have your general manager, Jeff Greenberg, in a weird voice say, Scott, we got Brian Cashman on line two. So they think that you're actually calling the Yankees right away.
And I'm happy to offer you Oswaldo Peraza, Spencer Jones, and Jason Dominguez.
Wow. All three. That's
whatever
good.
You want.
Yes.
You know why? The Yankees got to cut a $700 million check this offseason to Juan Soto. You know what Skubal provides me? Free pitching. They have no pitching now. We're not going to have pitching in the future. It's Gerrit Cole and Skubal at the top, and I don't have answers beyond it. Yankees, I would gut my own system. Whatever you want. You want Anthony Volpe? I'll trade him to you right now. I'll give you whatever you want.
You think Volpe and Dominguez is enough? Now, is he, because Volpe hasn't played well the last month, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm just making a point.
No, I know. I understand.
I would go to extreme lengths. And why do I feel I'm more right than wrong? Well, A, I know enough people. And B, Brian Cashman's going to lose his job. The Yankees have not won a World Series, much less gotten to one, in 15 years. Unacceptable. They need pitching. Bad. Skubal provides salary offset for bums and psychopaths like Rodon and Stroman, and it's just utter garbage. Scott Harris could turn this whole thing around the same way that Brad Holmes turned the Lions around by dealing Stafford. He could absolutely do it. Sorry, I'm passionate about it. I want to win.
I understand that. I get it. So the Yankee trade would be a win-win for you both ways.
Get him in pinstripes. What do you want? What else do you want?
That's it.
What do you want?
Nothing. I'm good.
Give you whatever you want.
Give me a 1-6 in race 7 or something.
I'm working on it. Okay. There just aren't a lot of good horses on the rail today at Saratoga. I'm trying.
Doesn't have to be on the rail. You know,
it's the one horse. They're on the rail.
Okay.
Up next, Stony Racing. You line up wherever you like, regardless of number. Let's go to Lenny, 97.1. Hey, Len, how you doing?
Hey, Mike, let me ask you this. I know you seem quite enamored with Holiday, but it seemed like when he was in the majors, he took a holiday from hitting. And then when he was released, wasn't he hitting like, when he was sent down, wasn't he hitting like about 100?
2 for 36.
That was his Major League Baseball. You know what his OPS is, though, since he's gotten back? It's pretty damn high in the nines, I believe.
Then as far as Mayo goes, I'd say hold the Mayo. I mean, isn't he coming off of a pretty severe injury? Some kind of oblique or something?
No, I hurt his ribs. He's back. He's fine. The guy's got an OPS of 1,000.
Right.
Lenny, I'm not telling you Lenny, hold on. Here's what we're not going to do. Okay, if you don't like any of the Orioles prospects, I'm going to move you over to the left. The rest of the world does. So either Lenny in Farmington Hills is a rocket scientist and all of baseball is stupid, or Lenny might not really be on the ball here.
And Lenny, here's the thing. I brought this up yesterday. Granted, it's like 40 years apart, but check out what Willie Mays did his first. It wasn't as bad as 2 for 36, but it certainly wasn't good as first 40 or 50 at bats.
I would say that's certainly a bad analogy. As far as the catcher goes, we're not, you know, there's nothing wrong with alternating Rodgers and Kelly. The days of having like a Pudge Rodriguez.
It's great. I didn't ask for the catcher.
You don't see that. You don't really see that much.
You're going to probably trade Carson Kelly anyway at the deadline.
Yeah, I didn't ask for the catcher. I'm with you. I don't want a catching prospect. That's risky even by prospects.
I mean, Rodgers and Kelly. Okay, I'm just giving you my opinion.
Well, it's fine. I'm just making a point to you.
Lenny, arguably the best pitcher in baseball for guys so far. You know, I mean, at least Holiday hasn't shown anything.
Who?
Okay, that's just my point.
You said at least Holiday. Okay. He batted 36 times.
Yeah, you know who else didn't show anything the first 36 at-bats? Colt Keith. Have a good day, Lenny. I'm just not doing it. If you don't want to make the trade, don't do it. But don't act like you have the answers that Baltimore's prospects are terrible. Because here's the problem. Exactly no one feels that way.
Right.
No one. Not a GM in the game. So it's Lenny's right and the rest of the world is wrong, or if you don't want to do it, don't do it. Right. But what I'm not going to do is that.
Right, because even if you don't like Baseball America or MILB Pipeline or name you, Keith Law at The Athletic, they all have Holiday as like the top three, if not top one, prospect. And the Orioles farm system is either number one or number two, correct?
Yes, and okay. Again, he knocks Mayo. Look at the kid's numbers. Look at what he profiles to be. Here's the other thing, Lenny. If you don't trade for Mayo, who's your third baseman of the future? Oh, wait. Lenny is at every game. Did you see the 12 errors in 41 games for Jace Young at third? Can't play the position. It's why he's not here. You don't have a third baseman. If you don't trade for Holiday, who's your shortstop? I'll wait. Who? What I'm attempting to do if we go down this road is provide us, all of us together, a real lineup and a real future and a bridge to the Max Clark era and the McGonagall era and the long-term things we're excited about. I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm sorry.
They don't get it.
But
the Lennies of the world are, I believe, the minority. I believe most of our fan base... Yes, I believe.
Stop.
I wasn't making that assumption at all.
Carry on. Well, you assumed it when you thought you were talking to Willie Mays on the phone.
Well, I was 5 years old.
What if the guy who impersonated Willie Mays that your poppy put on the phone wasn't even black? I mean, that makes the story even worse.
I know. I have no idea. I was five.
If you missed the show yesterday, his grandfather put a man on the phone and he told him, you're talking to Willie Mays right now. And five-year-old Stoney, it was the thrill of a lifetime.
Yeah.
One problem. 60 years later, his mom went, yeah, that wasn't Willie Mays.
Yeah. I was living the lie for 60 years.
Heartbreaking.
Thanks, Mom.
248-539-9797. All right, so caller Lenny has really made some waves. We are going to get to the phones as well. John Paul Morosi was on with Doug today, and it basically validated what we talked about yesterday was, all right, the Costa report said Jackson Holiday would likely be in a package that Baltimore would offer you. And for us, that was the beginning, middle, and end of a conversation, meaning no Holiday, no Scooble. So I cobbled together what a modern version for your baseball team would look like of a Juan Soto type deal. And it would be Holiday, Mayo, and Beavers. Short, third, outfield. Two of the three are here right now. The third guy would be here next year.
And it's 1-3-9.
Correct. So if John Paul, and again, John Paul Morosi's report today, we'll play the audio for you a little later. Baltimore's really going to make a run at this. That's what he's saying. They're really going to try. And in John Paul Morosi's opinion, yes, Scott Harris has to listen. So each day this week, it's just escalating a little bit. And if Jackson Holiday is the centerpiece of the deal, along with a couple other big-time guys, I'm admitting it to you, I would do the deal. Yes. If that makes me terrible or
no.
An idiot or a combination of the two, well, no. I have someone who disagrees. Thank you, DJ.
If you want to say play the idiot card, there's better evidence of that than this.
There you go.
Thank you.
Let's go to Kenny for the ticket text, though, because apparently Lenny made waves.
Good. Yeah, Lenny is a deflator, just like Rico. Steak is overrated and crab legs suck. That's from caller Lenny.
Caller Lenny. Heaven overrated Lenny in Farmington Hills.
Boobs are useless to me. That's from caller Lenny. And the last one on Lenny. Lenny is every Tigers fan I don't like. Just poo-poo any trade offer for no reason.
Well, and again, I'm not mad if we knew an offer from Baltimore and you go, it's not enough. But if you're going to denigrate each of their prospects as if, then you're a lone wolf. Literally no one agrees with you. No one. That's hard for me to then take your side. So you're either going to be the smartest guy in the galaxy or ... Yes, Mike.
If hypothetically,
again,
the best offer they get is, let's say, 2-3-9, whoever their second prospect.
It'd be Basala.
Okay. Would you, if you're Scott Harris, do you make the trade?
This is not, it's not a cop-out. For me, it's easy to say no. But it really would come down to, What does Scott Harris right. believe Bisalo is?
Right.
Look, if he thinks Bisalo is going to be Adley Rutschman, which I don't see a comp to because this kid's also moonlighting at first, you could make your way around it. I personally, I have drawn a line in the sand. If you want Tarek Skubal, if the first words out of your mouth are not Jackson Holiday, the conversation's over. That's my line. Me.
Right.
248-539-9797. We'll go to Brian in Sterling Heights. Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, pretty good. Just going to Def Leppard tonight.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, a little Gator throwback. So
put a little sugar on it for us.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, why not? Something to do. My angle with this is, like, first of all, it's just Baltimore, Baltimore, Baltimore. Let's maybe talk about some other teams. It'd be nice. But if you got to talk about package deals, I mean, Mike, as much as you talk about Rutschman, is that the Rutschman for Baltimore and what he's owed and how much superstar dollars that guy's going to generate, I mean, why not just talk a one-for-one deal straight up?
Because Baltimore won't do it.
Rutschman.
Yeah,
because
you're not trading team captain.
They clearly, Baltimore's got the hitting. They can afford to get rid of.
But not at that position. He is the one guy that they've built this all around, him and Henderson, right?
But I'm saying I don't want to be the ones to take the gamble on developing Jackson Holiday. I don't want to fall into old habits. And it seems like just from trends, we've given up so many great pitchers over the last decade. And we've regretted all these moves. And now we're stuck with Scott Harris, who has
but hold on a second. What number one prospect of a team did the Tigers get in it? Like the Verlander, their number one prospect they wouldn't trade us was Kyle Tucker. So we got Perez, who never was healthy, Rogers, who's still on the team, and Daz Cameron, who is not as good as his dad is even now. Okay? So that's not that the Tigers.
Valenti, you want to help me out here because
got a guy who was going to be the number one prospect of all time, right?
I'm listening.
So there's no history there.
Okay, if this guy comes out, he's 2 for 36. Now, okay, he's supposed to be good. He's better than that.
I can't hear the 2 for 36 anymore. I can't.
No. I get it, and he's better than that. I agree, but I don't want to be the one to take on that issue. And I think if we can move forward and say, okay, let's package up a different kind of deal. Give me Santander, Mateo, and
that's
Mount
a gar-
Castle.
Okay, that's awful. No, hold on, Brian. I'll explain it. I'm not mad at the idea, but you would be taking on three guys, none of which is an all-star, three guys on their active team. That's not how it works when one team is in World Series or bust mode and the other team is rebuilding and under 500. So that's why my answer to, and first of all, none of those players are good enough to enter a Skubal discussion. None of them, unless one of them's packing someone's bags. That's it. Sorry. 248-539-9797. The answer's no.
Santander did make the All-Star team, didn't he? But that's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant because, honestly, to me, he's a fake All-Star. If I start naming all-star outfielders, it's going to be a long time till I work my way to Anthony Santander.
Right, I know.
And second of all, it's like, Mike, I got to get guys who are going to be here for the long haul.
Yes, I know. That's why, look, is there a guarantee that all these guys are going to be stars? Hell no. But you got to think, if you're going to get three, at least one of them will be.
What's the guarantee Skubal stays healthy the next 2.5 years?
Right.
What's the guarantee you win anything with him? Like, all these people act like the guarantee is if I keep Skubal, I get a parade down Woodward.
Right.
Where did that come from?
Where did the bats come from that you're going to get that parade?
Don't worry. 2027, Max Clark McGonagall. That's the ticket. I'm not waiting till 27. I don't want to.
By the way, Mike, coming up next.
What?
A trade in the association you might find interesting.
Like a real one?
Yeah.
I'm in. We'll do it next. Thank you, Donald. Kenny, I'm going to let Stoney do his trade thing here. We'll get to the rest of the Skubal calls. We got to get to a football today, top of the hour. We got some NFL trade targets with camp opening. Now, the Lions are one of the teams for one of these trade targets. We'll
talk
about it. Little deal breakers, me almost putting a bullet in my television, watching Hard Knocks, a lot to do in the 4 o'clock.
By the way, preliminary indications, the Stoney and Wojo, Mike and Rico drop tournament will be Tuesday.
All in. All in. I'm excited to do it. And I, again, it's going to be a lot. I mean, we've got some very powerful, I almost hit a bad button. Sorry about that. Let's just keep it moving.
Speaking of Wojo, the other Woj, the national Woj,
yeah,
Adrian Wojnarowski has reported that the Los Angeles Clippers have sent Russell Westbrook and a second round pick swap and cash to the Utah Jazz in exchange for Chris Dunn. However, per Woj, the Jazz plan to buy out Westbrook's contract and he's expected to sign with the Denver Nuggets.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
I don't understand people's fascination with Russell Westbrook.
Oh, he's triple doubles, Mike.
10 years ago. I know. He makes Mateen Cleaves look like a sharpshooter. I mean, it's just I don't get it. But if you're Denver, now here's the thing.
Coming off the bench, maybe? I mean,
yes. See, this is where if he can put his ego to the side,
right? Which
they have
I think
enough
he can.
Shooting as a team, he can play a role there. Yes. Is Utah going to trade Markkanen or what?
I don't know. I'd love to see him trade him here, but no, he won't trade him here.
No, we don't have the pieces.
I know.
Honestly. And I mean, the Warriors are the team that need him. If they plan on staying relevant, they need Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah.
All right, Kenny, I'm going to get to the people, and we'll get a little football. We'll bounce back and forth. Let's go to Scott 97. Scotty, how are you, buddy?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And hey, Stoney, before I get into my comments here, I was one of the Rochester Adams parents that was talking to you in the hallway this past basketball season after the West Bloomfield game.
Oh, okay.
Good conversation with you.
Thank you. I'm glad you were there.
Yeah, so Mike, I am 100% on board with your trade. Not only because, so you got me stoked thinking about the outfield or the infield we could have. Mayo, Holiday, Young, Colt Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this gives us capital for future years. So we talk about, you know, I'm not going to name the names because these guys are kids, but all these young bats we've been drafting, they give us capital to make trades for the arms.
That's right.
2-3 years down the road when we're turning around and we need more pitching.
And it gives you the money to buy more arms. If you think about Keith, he's already signed. Young will have team control for several years. Holiday and Mayo, again, because I'm not doing the deal without those two. You then could make major expenditures on pitching. And I don't see how you're not better.
100%. This is how you rebuild a team. We're not one player away.
Yeah,
we're not going to have this thing turned around in 2 years when Scooball's at the end of his contract.
Well, and that's, again, I never understood, and Scotty, I appreciate it. I never understood the argument that somehow if I trade Scooball, I'm a minor.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so caller Lenny has really made some waves. We are going to get to the phones as well. John Paul Morosi was on with Doug today, and it basically validated what we talked about yesterday was, all right, the Costa report said Jackson Holiday would likely be in a package that Baltimore would offer you. And for us, that was the beginning, middle, and end of a conversation, meaning no Holiday, no Scooble. So I cobbled together what a modern version for your baseball team would look like of a Juan Soto-type deal. And it would be Holiday, Mayo, and Beavers. Short, third, outfield. Two of the three are here right now. The third guy would be here next year.
And it's 1-3-9.
Correct. So if John Paul, and again, John Paul Morosi's report today, we'll play the audio for you a little later. Baltimore's really going to make a run at this. That's what he's saying. They're really going to try. And in John Paul Morosi's opinion, yes, Scott Harris has to listen. So each day this week, it's just escalating a little bit. And if Jackson Holliday is the centerpiece of the deal, along with a couple other big-time guys, I'm admitting it to you, I would do the deal. Yes. If that makes me terrible or an idiot or a combination of the two, well, I have someone who disagrees. Thank you, DJ.
If you want to say play the idiot card, there's better evidence of that than this.
There you go. Let's go to Kenny for the ticket text, though, because apparently Lenny made waves.
Good. Yeah, Lenny is a deflator, just like Rico. Steak is overrated and crab legs suck. That's from caller Lenny.
Caller Lenny. Heaven overrated. Lenny in Farmington Hills.
Boobs are useless to me. That's from caller Lenny. And the last one on Lenny. Lenny is every Tigers fan I don't like. Just poo-poo any trade offer for no reason.
Well, and again, I'm not mad if we knew an offer from Baltimore and you go, it's not enough. But if you're going to denigrate each of their prospects as if, then you're a lone wolf. Literally no one agrees with you. No one. That's hard for me to then take your side. So you're either going to be the smartest guy in the galaxy or ... Yes, Mike.
If hypothetically, again, the best offer they get is, let's say, 2, 3, and 9, whoever their second prospect.
It'd be Bisala.
Okay. Would you, if you're Scott Harris, do you make the trade?
This is not, it's not a cop-out. For me, it's easy to say no. But it really would come down to, what does Scott Harris believe Bisala is?
Right.
Look, if he thinks Bisala is going to be Adley Rutschman, which I don't see a comp to because this kid's also moonlighting at first, you could make your way around it. I personally, I have drawn a line in the sand. If you want Tarek Skubal, if the first words out of your mouth are not Jackson Holliday, the conversation's over. That's my line. Me.
Right.
248-539-9797. We'll go to Brian in Sterling Heights. Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, pretty good. Just going to Def Leppard tonight.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, a little Gator throwback. So
put a little sugar on it for us.
Oh boy.
Yeah, why not? Something to do. My angle with this is, like, first of all, it's just Baltimore, Baltimore, Baltimore. Let's maybe talk about some other teams. It'd be nice. But if you got to talk about package deals, I mean, Mike, as much as you talk about Rutschman, Rutschman for Baltimore and what he's owed and how much superstar dollars that guy is going to generate, I mean, why not just talk a one-for-one deal straight up?
Because Baltimore won't do it.
Rutschman.
Yeah,
because
you're not trading team captain.
They clearly, Baltimore's got the hitting. They can afford to get rid of.
But not at that position. He is the one guy that they built this all around, him and Henderson, right?
But I'm saying I don't want to be the ones to take the gamble on developing Jackson Holliday. I don't want to fall into old habits. And it seems like just from trends, we've given up so many great pitchers over the last decade, and we've regretted all these moves. And now we're stuck with Scott Harris, who has
proven hold
nothing.
Hold on a second. What number one prospect of a team did the Tigers get? In it? Like the Verlander, their number one prospect they wouldn't trade us was Kyle Tucker. So we got Perez, who never was healthy, Rogers, who's still on the team, and Daz Cameron, who is not as good as his dad is even now. Okay? So it's not that the Tigers.
Lenny, you want to help me out here? Because
got a guy who was going to be the number one prospect of all time, right?
I'm listening.
So there's no history there.
Okay. If this guy comes out, he's 2 for 36. Now, okay, he's supposed to be good. He's better than that.
I can't hear the 2 for 36 anymore. I can't.
I get it. And he's better than that. I agree. But I don't want to be the one to take on that issue. And I think if we can move forward and say, okay, let's package up a different kind of deal. Give me Santander, Mateo, and
that's
Mount
a gar-
Castle.
Okay, that's awful. No, hold on, Brian. I'll explain it. I'm not mad at the idea, but you would be taking on three guys, none of which is an all-star, three guys on their active team. That's not how it works when one team is in World Series or bust mode and the other team is rebuilding and under 500. So that's why my answer to, and first of all, none of those players are good enough to enter a school bowl discussion. None of them, unless one of them's packing someone's bags. That's it. Sorry. 248-539-9797. The answer is no.
Santander did make the All-Star team, didn't he? But that's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant because, honestly, to me, he's a fake All-Star. He's if I start naming All-Star outfielders, it's going to be a long time till I work my way to Anthony Santander.
Right, I know.
And second of all, it's like, Mike, I got to get guys who are going to be here for the long haul.
Yes, I know. That's why, look, is there a guarantee that all these guys are going to be stars? Hell no. But you got to think, if you're going to get three, at least one of them will be.
What's the guarantee Scooble stays healthy the next 2.5 years?
Right.
What's the guarantee you win anything with him? Like, all these people act like the guarantee is if I keep Scooble, I get a parade down Woodward.
Right.
Where did that come from?
Where did the bats come from that you're going to get that parade?
Don't worry. 2027, Max Clark McGonagall, that's the ticket. I'm not waiting till 27. I don't want to.
By the way, Mike, coming up next.
What?
A trade in the association you might find interesting.
Like a real one?
Yeah.
I'm in. We'll do it next. Thank you, Donald. Kenny, I'm going to let Stoney do his trade thing here. We'll get to the rest of the Scooble calls. We got to get to a football today, top of the hour. We got some NFL trade targets with camp opening. Now, the Lions are one of the teams for one of these trade targets. We'll talk about it. Little deal breakers, me almost putting a bullet in my television, watching Hard Knocks, a lot to do in the 4 o'clock.
By the way, preliminary indications, the Stoney and Wojo, Mike and Rico drop tournament will be Tuesday.
All in. All in. I'm excited to do it. And again, it's going to be a lot. I mean, we've got some very powerful, uh-oh. I almost hit a bad button. Sorry about that. Let's just keep it moving.
Speaking of Wojo, the other Woj, the national Woj,
yeah,
Adrian Wojnarowski has reported that the Los Angeles Clippers have sent Russell Westbrook and a second-round pick swap and cash to the Utah Jazz in exchange for Chris Dunn. However, per Woj, the Jazz plan to buy out Westbrook's contract, and he's expected to sign with the Denver Nuggets.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
I don't understand people's fascination with Russell Westbrook.
Oh, he's triple doubles, Mike.
10 years ago. He makes Mateen Cleaves look like a sharpshooter. I mean, it's just, I don't get it. But if you're Denver, now here's the thing.
Coming off the bench, maybe? I mean,
yes. See, this is where, if he can put his ego to the side,
right, which
they have enough shooting as a team, he can play a role there. Yes. Is Utah going to trade Markkanen or what?
I don't know. I'd love to see him trade him here, but no, he won't trade him here.
No, we don't have the pieces.
I know.
Honestly. And I mean, the Warriors are the team that need him. If they plan on staying relevant, they need Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah.
All right, Kenny, I'm going to get to the people, and we'll get a little football. We'll bounce back and forth. Let's go to Scott 97. Scotty, how are you, buddy?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And hey, Stoney, before I get into my comments here, I was one of the Rochester Adams parents that was talking to you in the hallway this past basketball season after the West Bloomfield game.
Oh, okay.
Good conversation with you.
Thank you. I'm glad you were there.
Yeah, so Mike, I am 100% on board with your trade. Not only because, so you got me stoked thinking about it, thinking about the outfield or the infield we could have. Mayo, Holiday, Young, Colt Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this gives us capital for future years. So we talk about, you know, I'm not going to name that names because these guys are kids. But all these young bats we've been drafting, they give us capital to make trades for the arms.
That's right.
2-3 years down the road when we're turning around and we need more pitching.
And it gives you the money to buy more arms. If you think about Keith, he's already signed. Young will have team control for several years. Holiday and Mayo, again, because I'm not doing the deal without those two. You then could make major expenditures on pitching. And I don't see how you're not better.
100%. This is how you rebuild a team.
We're not one player away.
Yeah,
we're not going to have this thing turned around in 2 years when Skubal's at the end of his contract.
Well, and that's, again, I never understood, and Scotty, I appreciate it. I never understood the argument that somehow if I trade Skubal, I'm a minor league team. I never understood this idea, okay, I'm going to keep him. All right, and what are we winning? Look, do I think this team's bad? No, but I also know that they're not good. So the question is, how do I get good if I keep Skubal? Who's my third baseman? I don't have one. Who's my shortstop? I don't have one. Who's my middle of the order anchor to help Riley Green and Cole Keith? Also, don't have one. Okay, Skubal's contract, I have 2 more years. That's a blessing. Am I going to be a World Series team in the next 2 years? Magic 8 Ball says likely not.
No, unless because you don't have a management group or an ownership, more particularly, who's going to go and overspend.
Now, if you want to tell me that Chris Illich is going to come out and they are going to add $60 million to this payroll this offseason, and it's going to be manifest into 3 everyday bats, you can keep Skubal.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad at you. But I have a hard time believing. And also, who are those bats?
Right.
You know, again, we've highlighted third and short. There isn't anyone. Right now, I got to move Cole Keith to first. And I got to put Chase Young back in second.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the theory behind it. And again, if Baltimore doesn't give me those pieces, there is no trade. I'm just not doing it. Let's go to Lou, 97.1. Lou, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, I got this in reverse a little bit. Back in 87, when the Tigers were desperate to get back to the World Series, they made a trade with the Atlanta Braves. And they had a pitcher in their back pocket by the name of Tom Glavine down in the minors. And instead of bringing him up, they went and they traded for Doyle Alexander.
John Smoltz.
John Smoltz, number one. He was in AA, number two. There was no guarantee. He really wasn't performing very well at the minor league level either. So let's get our facts correct.
Okay, fine. I'll give you that. But how many guys are in AAA crushing the ball, come to the majors, and don't produce?
A lot.
Anywhere near what they were doing. A lot. Well, you got a proven commodity here. Why do you want to give him away for 3 maybes?
Because here's the reason. If you had him signed under contract for the next 5 to 6 years, you would probably be correct. That's number one. Number two is because of the contract situation, you risk a serious risk of by the time they're really good, okay, that Tarek Skubal's contract is going to be up and you're going to lose him for nothing. Would you rather?
You're assuming he's just going to bolt.
You mean? Well, yeah, but you're assuming every AAA player blows.
Right. We're giving you that if we get 3 of them, that at least one of the 3 is going to hit. That's okay with me.
Look, I'm trying to insulate your young players. I'm trying to help Riley Green and Cole Keith. I'm trying to give Jace Young a fighting chance. I'm trying to build a lineup that supports the pitching. And, oh, by the way, I mean, Lou, something like that you actually feel like watching. Yes, there's a risk to it. But what I'm not going to do is put Alavila's sins on Scott Harris. Scott Harris has to show he's an adult and can make a real trade. I know Avila killed us, Lou. I know that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I got to believe, hey, Scotty Harris, this is your time to shine. This is your moment. You got a desperate team who's all in to win. And they got the best farm system in baseball. It's your job to make a Herschel Walker type trade. And if Baltimore is not ready to dance, then we keep Skubal and Lou gets to be happy. And then I get to sit here and go, how are we going to win?
Right. How are we going to get better? How can we improve on our offseason that we had last year?
Right.
That's the big question.
We'll get more of this. The Morosi report.
By the way, this is probably more for your father and our ilk. Bob Newhart just passed away at the age of 94.
Who the hell's Bob Newhart?
You don't know who Bob Newhart is?
Who the hell's Bob Newhart?
The great deadpan comedian, the Bob Newhart show, Don Rickles' best friend. I thought everybody knew who Bob
I know who Don Rickles is.
Okay, Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart.
Okay, right, I'll Google.
Shame on me.
Listen, I got to get back to work. Like this next race at Saratoga, it's 2 20-to-1 shots in the 1 and the 6. I can't have, I mean, despite your bent hat, you haven't reached that level of desperation.
By the way, thanks to Detroit Sports Podcast for putting that out on Twitter.
Mike, no matter how much you touch that hat, you're not going to fix the brim.
I know.
You know what it looks worse.
Like? It looks like one of the classic Detroit Tudors, the houses that got the sharp triangle. That's Stoney's hat. He's wearing a Tudor model. I've never seen anything like it. We got NFL trade targets from training camp opens. We're going to do it next, 97.1. Thank you, Donald. Kenny, I'm going to let Stoney do his trade thing here. We'll get to the rest of the Scooble calls. We got to get to a football today, top of the hour. We got some NFL trade targets with camp opening. Now, the Lions are one of the teams for one of these trade targets. We'll talk about it. Little deal breakers. Me almost putting a bullet in my television, watching Hard Knocks. A lot to do in the 4 o'clock.
By the way, preliminary indications, the Stoney and Wojo, Mike and Rico drop tournament will be Tuesday.
All in. All in. I'm excited to do it. And again, it's going to be a lot. I mean, we've got some very powerful... Uh-oh. I almost hit a bad button. Sorry about that. Let's just keep it moving.
Speaking of Wojo... The other Woj, the national Woj,
yeah.
Adrian Wojnarowski has reported that the Los Angeles Clippers have sent Russell Westbrook and a second-round pick swap and cash to the Utah Jazz in exchange for Chris Dunn. However, per Woj, the Jazz plan to buy out Westbrook's contract, and he's expected to sign with the Denver Nuggets.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
I don't understand people's fascination with Russell Westbrook.
Oh, he's triple doubles, Mike.
10 years ago. He makes Mateen Cleaves look like a sharpshooter. I mean, it's just I don't get it. But if you're Denver, now here's the thing.
Coming off the bench, maybe? I mean,
yes. See, this is where if he can put his ego to the side,
right? Which
they have enough shooting as a team, he can play a role there. Yes. Is Utah going to trade Markkanen or what?
I don't know. I'd love to see him trade him here, but no, he won't trade him here.
No, we don't have the pieces.
I know.
Honestly. And I mean, the Warriors are the team that need him. If they plan on staying relevant, they need Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah.
All right, Kenny, I'm going to get to the people, and we'll get a little football. We'll bounce back and forth. Let's go to Scott 97. Scotty, how are you, buddy?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And hey, Stoney, before I get into my comments here, I was one of the Rochester Adams parents that was talking to you in the hallway this past basketball season after the West Bloomfield game.
Oh, okay.
Great conversation with you.
Thank you. I'm glad you were there.
Yeah, so Mike, I am 100% on board with your trade. Not only because, so you got me stoked thinking about it, thinking about the outfield or the infield we could have. Mayo, Holiday, Young, Colt Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this gives us capital for future years. So we talk about, you know, some of I'm not going to name the names because these guys are kids. But all these young bats we've been drafting, they give us capital to make trades for the arms.
That's right.
2-3 years down the road when we're turning around and we need more pitching.
And it gives you the money to buy more arms. If you think about Keith, he's already signed. Young will have team control for several years. Holiday and Mayo, again, because I'm not doing the deal without those two. You then could make major expenditures on pitching. And I don't see how you're not better.
100%. This is how you rebuild a team. We're not one player away.
Yeah,
we're not going to have this thing turned around in 2 years when Scooball's at the end of his contract.
Well, and that's, again, I never understood, and Scotty, I appreciate it. I never understood the argument that somehow if I trade Scooball, I'm a minor league team. I never understood this idea, okay, I'm going to keep him. All right, and what are we winning? Look, do I think this team's bad? No, but I also know that they're not good. So the question is, how do I get good if I keep Scooball? Who's my third baseman? I don't have one. Who's my shortstop? I don't have one. Who's my middle of the order anchor to help Riley Green and Cole Keith? Also, don't have one. Okay, Scooble's contract, I have 2 more years. That's a blessing. Am I going to be a World Series team in the next 2 years? Magic 8-Ball says likely not.
No, unless because you don't have a management group or an ownership, more particularly, who's going to go and overspend.
Now, if you want to tell me that Chris Illich is going to come out and they are going to add $60 million to this payroll this offseason, and it's going to be manifest into 3 everyday bats, you can keep Scooble.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad at you. But I have a hard time believing. And also, who are those bats?
Right.
You know, again, we've highlighted third and short. There isn't anyone. Right now, I got to move Cole Keith to first, and I got to put Chase Young back at second.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the theory behind it. And again, if Baltimore doesn't give me those pieces, there is no trade. I'm just not doing it. Let's go to Lou, 97.1. Lou, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, I got this in reverse a little bit. Back in 87, when the Tigers were desperate to get back to the World Series, they made a trade with the Atlanta Braves, and they had a pitcher in their back pocket by the name of Tom Glavine down in the minors. And instead of bringing him up, they went and they traded for Doyle Alexander.
John Smoltz.
John Smoltz, number one. He was in AA, number two. There was no guarantee. He really wasn't performing very well at the minor league level either. So let's get our facts correct.
Okay, fine. I'll give you that. But how many guys are in AAA crushing the ball, come to the majors, and don't produce?
A lot.
Anywhere near what they were doing. A lot. Well, you got a proven commodity here. Why do you want to give him away for three maybes?
Because here's the reason. If you had him signed under contract for the next 5 to 6 years, you would probably be correct. That's number one. Number two is because of the contract situation, you risk a serious risk of by the time they're really good, okay, that Tarek Skubal's contract is going to be up and you're going to lose him for nothing. Would you rather?
You're assuming he's just going to bolt.
You mean, well, yeah, but you're assuming every AAA player blows.
Right. We're giving you that if we get three of them, that at least one of the three is going to hit. That's okay with me.
Look, I'm trying to insulate your young players. I'm trying to help Riley Green and Cole Keith. I'm trying to give Jace Young a fighting chance. I'm trying to build a lineup that supports the pitching. And, oh, by the way, I mean, Lou, something like that you actually feel like watching. Yes, there's a risk to it. But what I'm not going to do is put Alavila's sins on Scott Harris. Scott Harris has to show he's an adult and can make a real trade. I know Avila killed us, Lou. I know that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I got to believe, hey, Scotty Harris, this is your time to shine. This is your moment. You got a desperate team who's all in to win. And they got the best farm system in baseball. It's your job to make a Herschel Walker type trade. And if Baltimore is not ready to dance, then we keep Skubal and Lou gets to be happy. And then I get to sit here and go, how are we going to win?
Right. How are we going to get better? How can we improve on our offseason that we had last year?
Right.
That's the big question.
We'll get more of this. The Morosi report.
By the way, this is probably more for your father and our ilk. Bob Newhart just passed away at the age of 94.
Who the hell's Bob Newhart?
You don't know who Bob Newhart is?
Who the hell's Bob Newhart?
The great deadpan comedian, the Bob Newhart show, Don Rickles' best friend. I thought everybody knew who Bob
I know Don Rickles.
Okay, Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart. All
okay,
right, I'll Google.
Shame on me.
Listen, I got to get back to work. Like this next race at Saratoga, yes. It's 220-1 shots in the 1 and the 6. I can't have, I mean, despite your bent hat, you haven't reached that level of desperation.
By the way, thanks to Detroit Sports Podcast for putting that out on Twitter.
Mike, no matter how much you touch that hat, you're not going to fix the brim.
I know.
You know what it looks like? It looks like one of the classic Detroit Tudors, the houses that got the sharp triangle. That's Stoney's hat. He's wearing a Tudor model. I've never seen anything like it. We got NFL trade targets from training camp opens. We're going to do it next. 97.1.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.